mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, big broadcast lined up for you today, the 26th of October, 2004, on this Tuesday. In less than 7 days, the big election day will be commencing, and we'll see what develops. There is massive election fraud going on by voting machines coast to coast. There's the type of retail vote stealing of people double registering or registering dead people. So there's the high-tech and the low-tech stuff going on. Here in Austin, Texas, the Statesman and News 8 have reported that when you go in to vote a straight Democratic ticket, at the bottom it says you voted for George Bush. If you don't read the fine print, that's actually a vote for George Bush and Dick Cheney, and they're looking into that and not sure quite why that's happening. But again, I mean, I don't have to travel outside my city where I live to see this going on. And of course, Clear Channel through Heart Inner Civics owns those machines here in Travis County, Williamson, and Hayes. So we'll be tracking the election and talking about it, and there's just so much there. Huge broadcast lined up today. Thai protesters die in custody. At least 78 people dead for protesting peaceably. Well, at least that makes us look good. We just shoot young women on the street and basically blow their brains out. Over there, you know, we free, we have king and queen, we free. I know somebody from Thailand who had an argument with about, she said, we free, we have king and queen. Very, very, very free over there. So we'll talk about that. One of our allies, of course. Australian probes report that suspect polio virus released to the public. I mentioned the article, never covered it. I will today. Increase in war funding sought. Bush requests $70 billion more than what he first asked for. Those things are going so well. Georgia's Supreme Court throws out hate crimes law. There is something good to report for you today. Also, UK Prime Minister announces plans for national ID card. Of course, they just do it here. They don't tell you. And betting on bagging Osama, journalist wager on exact day of bin Laden capture, Toronto Star. They're saying he's already in custody. My intel is he died and has been frozen. That's for 2.5 years I've been telling you that. Also, no evidence of U.S. election terror plot report. Now they're out saying that again, while at the same time saying there is evidence of it. More bin Laden stuff. Bin Laden is located, says 9/11 panelist. Also, British agents engineered capture of CARE International Margaret Hassan. Again, yet another case of where we have these people being kidnapped by Iraqi security forces by globalists staging these events. And then, of course, also Richard Clark, former advisor to President Bush, confronted by Carol Brie, one of the 9/11 Truth Movement people, at a public meeting. And when she brought up stuff that's admitted part of the record, he called her conspiracy theorist. So we'll be covering that. Also, Dover Air Force Base civilians face backdoor draft. This out of Delaware News. Also, pilot and plane blamed for 587 crash over Queens, New York. They're just now coming out with that out of the New York Post. That is just as asinine as saying that lightning caused TWA Flight 800. Also, protesters demand ban on less-than-lethal guns in the wake of the Snellgrove murder. And Boston's killer cops, death of a fan. I want to go over this editorial about it. South Bend Tribune, drill simulates bombing at UP Mall. And they simulated that with all the children, training them how to be good little slaves. Remember that plane crash last week? Depleted uranium released during Canadian plane crash. Also, Nokia developing RFID-embedded cell phones to track and trace you. Police accused of firing taser at pregnant bride. And new developments about how the implantable chip is dangerous for you to take physically, not just spiritually or economically. And that's the tip of the iceberg, and we have a big guest coming up as well in the second hour for this Tuesday edition. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How's Blix? How you doing, buddy? Oh, yeah, really? Don't like my nuclear reactors. How about you move over a little bit, Hans Blix? Stand right there to the little bit to the left. Ah, Hans Blix, how you like that, Hans Blix?
All right, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the. It's a horribly dark, satirical film, and I did see it for just to analyze it purposes, of course. What is it called? Yeah, Team America. I mean, just total New World Order desensitization. And I was imitating the scene where Kim Jong-il, the puppet, drops Hans Blix into a pit of sharks. And the reason I mentioned this movie is Sean Penn, who literally, folks, is basically retarded. Sean Penn has written a letter to them complaining and demanding he be taken out of it. Because they make fun of all the liberals, you know, the people in Hollywood that run around who were against the war. Then it also makes fun, of course, of Bush and everybody else. It's an equal opportunity offender, making everybody angry. But didn't Sean Penn know that would just make the film explode even more? Don't people know that? You know, it's like patriots and conservative and libertarian leaders who get attacked by somebody and they whine and scream about it and talk about it. It only makes it worse. People just, across the political spectrum, never figure this out, and they really should. Well, that's quite a way to start the second segment, really the main start of the show, because a lot of stations don't carry that first little five-minute segment we do right when the hour starts, because they carry the news. But, yes, quite a way to start the broadcast, talking about Team America. And again, parental discretion advised, do not take your children to see this film. Folks, there is so much here to cover. We've got Raleigh James coming on the show, conservative slash libertarian talk show host, syndicated broadcast, heard, I don't know, 30, 40 states. And I'm a regular guest on her broadcast, but the reason we're having her on is because she's so intelligent and informed on the issues. And I first interviewed, I was first interviewed by her about a year ago, but I first started waking up to the New World Order here in Austin about 10 years ago, listening to Tex Mars and others, but I also learned about MENA and the murders and the rest of it before there were films made about it, listening to Raleigh James here locally on the AM dial. And she's a very interesting lady, so she shall be joining us coming up in the next hour. We look forward to that. I know we already have callers calling in. We will take your calls in this hour, early in this hour, if I'm able to plow through all the important news. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, by the way, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.net and all the other great sites, we have the new M&M video put out by Guerrilla News Network. Now, Guerrilla News Network is nonpartisan, and they put me in one of their powerful 9/11 videos that they put out a year ago, and I've been in several of their productions and been honored to do so. Well, now they've been producing M&M's videos. Now, I wondered a few years ago why M&M was being demonized as this evil, profane person, when on the Richter scale of being profane as a hip-hop rapper, he was about a 2, when a lot of these groups, you know, the average, I'd say, is about a 10. I couldn't understand it until I started listening to his music about the Rhodes Scholar New World Order taking us down, going to crush our freedoms, you know, all this stuff. And then I found out that, well, Eminem likes to watch somebody's videos. And that person is me and many, many others. But, again, I have a lot of folks, you know, in the establishment media who have woken up to the New World Order. I mean, he wasn't doing this just 2-3 years ago. Now he is. That's when the attacks on him started. And now this new video he's put out, that you will not see on MTV or VH1 or here on the radio, says George Bush carried out 9/11 and is an incredible little mini-doc. And it shows actual news articles and stuff concerning it. And then it shows Bin Laden with the mountains behind him, and suddenly that falls down, and it's a TV set, and behind him are Bush and Cheney. And then, of course, a few months ago, the number one song on the radio was put out by another artist saying the government was behind 9/11 and dealt the drugs. Number one on the charts, another song. And they were actually fighting to keep it off of the radio stations, but people demanded it, so they went ahead and played it some. So despite the fact that it didn't get a lot of airplay, it was the number one selling, that is. So they're having a big problem. When they have a major poll in New York and half of New Yorkers believe the government was behind 9/11, 67% believe the government had prior knowledge of 9/11. And when I do interviews on liberal, conservative, libertarian, Christian stations, the host can be attacking me. But every caller, now on average it's every caller, agrees with me. Just a few months ago it was 1 out of 30 disagreed. Now I think I've done probably 15 interviews the last few weeks, and I think this morning one guy called in who disagreed with me when I was doing a local talk show here on the local KLBJ FM for a couple of hours, and he was so incoherent he could hardly form sentences. And then somebody else emailed him and said, it's not true, you know, they don't have a plan for a national ID card, when it's all over the news. So, again, I'm a conspiracy theorist. All we're talking about is the real stuff that's happening. So the globalists are really starting to panic, from, you know, from hip-hop to best-selling authors to conservative to liberal, to across the board, everybody. And I mean, because when half the people wake up to 9/11, it's short order till the other half wake up, or, you know, 90% of the other half. Then you've got the other little 5% that are in total, abject, complete denial. Major polls, 92% of Americans believe that the U.S. government killed Kennedy. How'd I come up with that number? Well, earlier this year, on the 40th anniversary, I guess last year now, I averaged together 12 different polls. I sat there for about an hour and a half going to TV polls, major newspaper polls, CNN polls, a local Austin poll, and I averaged them all together from these scientific polls because they were 85, 97, and I averaged 12 polls together on the calculator and wrote a little article about it, and it came up 92%. That's actually the way the government samples polls and does real focus groups because they don't trust just one poll. They take a bunch of polls and do it. But so it was 92% from 12 polls. So I guess the 8% of you, you know it all, and we're all raving kook lunatics, and you are completely normal. In fact, since I mentioned polls and the word conspiracy theorist, let me dig into this monumental stack I have here today and read this article from Global Free Press. It says, Carol Brier confronts Richard Clark on 9/11 war drills. Clark responded, you've been reading too many conspiracy theories. I think I've spent enough time responding to your questions. Questioning Richard Clark, this was last Sunday, from a report of Carol Brier, 9/11 Truth Alliance. It says, on Saturday, October 23rd, Richard Clark, author of Against All Enemies, spoke at the Flint Center in Cupertino with Angie Cairo from KQED's forum. As Brier reported, he started with his usual talk, including how Democrats could fight the war on terrorism better than the current administration, including some hawkish talk about real threats like Iran and North Korea. At one point, 9/11 Truth activist Carol Brier had the opportunity to confront Clark with some questions. Quote, on 9/11, there were multiple exercises going off involving NORAD, the FAA, CIA, involving drills, simulating a plane crashing into a building, a live flying hijack drill, inserting false blips, inserts on radar screens. Were you unaware of those drills? Who was coordinating them from the White House? Bush gave Cheney authorization in May 2001 to coordinate counterterrorism response over multiple agencies. He took control from the generals. She went on, was he in charge? Clark denied that there were multiple exercises. More, Brier reported that Clark claimed that, quote, he was in charge when he arrived at the White House. He said in May 8th order was for Cheney to oversee, not coordinate. Brier continued to ask, but you didn't get there until 9:03, according to your book. I said, what about before? Then they knew about the hijackings at 8:20. Clark answered, read the 9/11 Commission report. Brier replied, it's a whitewash. What about the chemical warfare attack drill scheduled for New York City on September 12th? Were you aware of that? Clark responded, you've been reading too many conspiracy theories. I think I spent enough time responding to your questions. As usual, Brier took also the opportunity to pass out deception dollars. Okay, so why is this important? Because the spokesman for FEMA, Mr. Kinney, got up 2 days after 9/11 on CBS News and said, well, it was lucky because we were going to have a drill the next day. It was actually September 11th. And so we were in place September 10th. And they'd already set up that morning down at the harbor about 500 yards away their new emergency command center. And then they said, that's not true. He misspoke. It's a conspiracy theory. Well, then we got the actual documents. The government now admits it. Giuliani testified before the 9/11 Commission and talked about Tripod 2, and it's all admitted. I mean, he's calling that a conspiracy theory. He's calling drills on 9/11 that were in the Associated Press 2 years ago, that 6 months, 7 months ago on ABC Nightly News, in my film Masters of Terror, released over 2 years ago. That's the thing about my videos. You get my videos made 2 years ago, and they're more up to date than most of these other videos that are out there with all the hardcore pertinent documented information. Well, you got to get Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror, my friends. But so again, everything's a conspiracy. You know, Alex, there's no national ID card plan. You're a liar. It's a conspiracy. Oh no, it's just all over the news and telling us how good it is. I mean, you've got a public who's in abject denial, that percentage that won't wake up, just no matter what we say or do, it just ain't true. You know, it just ain't that way, as they say. Just any excuse. When we get back, I'm going to News Blitz, and then we'll come back in the next segment after that, start taking your calls at 800-259-9231. Thai protesters die in custody, 78 of them murdered by the police. Australian probes report that suspect polio virus filled with cancer, released to the public. AFP, increase for the war, stage bin Laden capture news. It is ultra-massive. It's all lined up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and now Infowars.net. Stay with us. Transmission will continue.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. BBC reports Thai protesters died in custody, at least 78 people dead in southern Thailand after being arrested and locked into army trucks following Monday's clashes with security forces. Officials said almost all the dead suffocated as they were taken to an army barracks several hours away. The new death toll is in addition to six people who died during the clashes themselves, which erupted on Monday following an arrest of six Muslim men. It was the latest in an upsurge of violence in the Muslim-majority South. And the neocons are celebrating. Yeah, load them in trucks, kill them. They loaded tens of thousands of people on trucks in Afghanistan, just innocent men, just the men of the country. And some of them obviously fighters, but many of them innocent. And then most of them died in the containers, held in there for 4 or 5 days, with literally not even standing room, just crammed in. It's like being crucified. You can't breathe. You can't sit down. And then they took out those that were alive, lined them up, and shot them. And some U.S. and British reporters got that on tape, called in their satellite report, and then were suddenly in the Allied control zone, killed execution style. I wonder who did that. Violence erupted after at least 1,500 protesters gathered outside a police station in Narwat province after the detention of six Muslim men. And 1,000 protesters were arrested, and 78 of the arrested protesters were later found dead, apparently after they had suffocated in the trucks used to transport them. Isn't that interesting? That's too bad. Australia probes report that suspect polio virus released to the public. AFP out of Sydney. Australian authorities moved Saturday to reassure people vaccinated against polio after a report that the contaminated vaccine linked to cancer was issued at the time. And the Australian medical chief and others admit in the Age reports that at least 3 million people were given doses of it after they knew that it had the cancer virus SV40 in it. Folks, I've been told by a respected Austin doctor that the clinics are still giving the welfare children the oral polio vaccine made in the 60s full of SV40, which is illegal to give in this country, but nobody enforces it. I mean, it's illegal in the U.S. to tell people they have to take vaccines. We even had to get a law passed in Texas pointing out that law. And they still get on the news and say, it's the law, you got to take the vaccines. You know, you've all seen it and heard it. I mean, it's just, there's no end to this. It says 90% of Australian children ages 5 to 14 have been injected with the vaccine. The Commonwealth Serum Laboratories was privatized in 94, and it's created a massive increase in all these different types of vaccines. And it says the issue was revealed in an international workshop on SV40 in the U.S. in January of 1997. And that was in Chicago. The meeting concluded that there is no evidence of increased cancer risk in people who were given vaccine containing SV40, but it does cause cancer. That's not true, folks. I've read these studies. Well, I tell you, I mean, cancer is up 400% in this country, and it's directly linked to vaccines and, of course, also some environmental concerns, things that are in the environment. Increase in war funding sought, so the Washington Post, Bush to request $70 billion more, which will go mainly in no-bid contracts. His friends, the Bush administration intends, and Kerry has no plans to stop it, by the way, no matter who gets elected next week. The Bush administration intends to seek $70 billion in emergency funds for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan early next year, pushing total war cost close to $225 billion since the invasion of Iraq last year. Pentagon and congressional officials said yesterday. White House Budget Office spokesman Chad Colton emphasized that the final decisions on the supplemental spending request will not be made until shortly before the request is sent to Congress. That may not happen until early February when President Bush submits his budget for fiscal year 2006, assuming he wins re-election. The Pentagon and House Appropriations Committee, aides of the Defense Department and military services are scrambling to get their final request to the White House Office of Budget Management by mid-November, shortly before the election. After the election, the new numbers underscored that the war is going to be far more costly and intense and last longer than the administration first suggested. And the Army is expected to request an additional $30 billion on top of that just to get through to the new year. It's big business, folks. That's why they don't want to win the war. They want it to drag on forever. Some good news for everybody. A couple weeks ago, Federal Appeals Court, 11th Circuit in Atlanta, conservative court, said that the Bill of Rights cannot be scrapped and freedom destroyed because of the war on terror, and that protesters being arrested for no reason and being screened with metal detectors to get into towns themselves is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Well, now some more good news. Georgia Supreme Court throws out hate crimes law. It's really a thought crimes law. Watch the so-called conservative Supreme Court, though, strike that down. 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans. UK Prime Minister announces plans for ID cards. A lot more coming up. Your calls first. And then a big guest as well. It is Tuesday, less than 7 days out from the big 2004 election. Coverage coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
from taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Else, your calls are coming up here momentarily. 1-800-259-9231. But Tom Andrew is a contributor to the Roundtable and, of course, the Midas Report, some of the great broadcasts that come out of the Minnesota offices of the GCN Radio Network. And he popped in my ear and said, have you heard about Cuba? And I said, yes, I have. Cuba to end circulation of U.S. dollar. And I said, why don't you pop on for just a minute or two and talk about that? Why this is so important is because Russia, China, Europe, the Middle East, Japan, they're now starting to move away from the dollar. They're not buying our treasury notes. They're not buying our short and long-term bonds like they used to, basically exclusively. They're shifting large portions of their investment into the European Union system, which is owned by the same globalists. But the point is, Bush has openly said 2 years ago when the slide of the dollar started, and it's now down 40%, against what the euro was just 2.5 years ago. The euro was trading about 15% below the dollar. Now it's trading about 20-plus percent against the dollar. So you get about a 40% decrease in the dollar's price. That means that if you've got a $10,000 in the bank as your nest egg or college fund, it's now worth about $6,000 overseas. And then those goods coming in, of course, you don't have as great of buying power. People in Mexico know their peso's worthless, but Americans are so dumbed down, they don't, I talked to business people about a weak dollar. They go, what's that mean? And then Bush said how great a weak dollar was. Well, now Cuba, which isn't a very big economic system, but still it'll affect things, and it could move into the rest of Latin America, as Cuba's kind of a leader in Latin America doing this. And Cuba to end circulation of the U.S. dollar. Havana, Cuba announced on Monday that it was ending circulation of the U.S. dollar in its territory as of November 8th in response to tightening U.S. economic sanctions. Cubans, foreign residents, and tourists will have to use locally printed convertible pesos, about like a ruble, equal to the value of the dollar, the central bank decree read on television said. As November 8th, the dollar will not be accepted in our shops, which will only accept convertible pesos. A 10% commission will be charged for changing dollars into the local currency. The decree said the government encouraged Cubans living abroad to send cash remittance to their relatives in Cuba, other currencies such as the euro, the British pound, Swiss francs, Canadian dollars to avoid exchange cost. So this domino continues. And Tom Andrew, you wanted to comment on this?
Well, my only point being, Alex, is that, yeah, in Cuba, if you're holding dollars, you're paying an immediate 10% penalty. But what your listeners need to know, living in this country, you're kind of paying that same penalty. And Greenspan and Company will always put a positive spin on it. They say, well, a weaker dollar will help our exports sell more briskly overseas. Well, Alex, I don't have exports. Do you have exports?
No, I don't.
I don't personally have exports, so how's that help me? And it's just it's every fiat currency has had the same conclusion. It's
well, to be accurate, I do sell some books and videos overseas.
And you're in the beef industry, right?
No, but I do export. But people actually have to transfer that into dollars to do it, so it doesn't really affect me. In fact, the silver lining Bush talked about stuff being cheaper to foreigners is actually true, and it has increased some sales of the few things that are made in America.
Right, and you see the bigger picture of this. You talk about it all the time. It is a consolidation, and this Castro has always been defiant, and we kind of talked about that off air. I'm not going to make any predictions, but eventually, doesn't Castro and his company have to kind of come down?
Well, Castro really came down last week. In the real world, fell and broke his knee and elbow. So perhaps that is an omen. But look, they put Castro in. He turned against him. They've never been able to remove him, whether that's staged or real. And I think the days of Fidel Castro are obviously extremely numbered.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you letting me have a little time, and I'll let you get back to it.
All right, good talking to you. And you can hear Tom when he sits in with analysis on some of the great broadcasts here on the network. Jim in Texas, you're on the air. Jim, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
How are you?
Good.
We haven't talked in, 2.5 years?
I remember, yes. It's the Texas Scorpion.
You've got Pat Chan. You know Pat?
Yes, I do.
There's a new book out, and I've just finished it, and it is a bank. And I need to get one to you. Or would I send it to?
Is that his book about the Gordon Call situation?
He's writing one about that, or somebody is. Let me give you the name of it. The name of it is Maybe the People Have the Answers. And he affirmatively proves the 16th Amendment was void.
Well, the income tax was not ratified. That was proven decades ago when... Well, the grandfather of the Fully Informed Jury Association, Red Beckman.
You're talking about Red Beckman.
Yeah, Red Beckman and others traveled the nation, went to the Secretary of State's offices, and it was not ratified. And you see, this is the type of scam they can run during a constitutional convention.
Well, he's gotten all this into a draft form about Mr. Sim Cannon's trial. You know who he is, Dixon Cannon.
Yes, Arrow Custom Plastics, Fort Worth, Texas.
And he has this... story of the fellow out in Washington. Apparently they crossed, know each other. The one, Gary Phillips, Colonel Gary Phillips that worked for the INS, the one he went into, South Quarter so he wouldn't have to go to the penitentiary.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about there?
I do too. Yes, I do.
Where can I send you a book?
Well, I would love that. That'd be really nice of you, Jim. You could send that to 3001.
Let me get this. I need something to write on. Alex, excuse me, my health hasn't been too well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Jim. Jim's an old-time Texas activist, gotten a lot of good stuff done, spreading the word about the New World Order.
Okay, let me have your number.
Sure, Jim. It's 3001, and it's South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, and it's Suite 100, and it's Austin, Texas.
300 South Lamar.
3001.
3001 South Lamar, L-A.
M-A-R.
Okay.
Suite 100. Austin, Texas, 78704. And there's no reason for you to spend your money. I mean, if Pat wants to come on the show, he's welcome to mail me one. I'll have him on the broadcast.
You're staying busy. Now, what's your zip again?
It's 78704, Jim.
78704.
Hey, good hearing from you, my friend. Take care. Let's talk to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you again from Skull and Bones country.
Yes, you were certainly there near the New Haven, Connecticut tomb.
Absolutely. A couple of points. The first one is I was watching TV the other night, and there was an advertisement for this movie called National Treasure. I'm not sure if you've heard of it. And it has to do with some treasure that was taken over by Columbus and buried, and they had all kinds of Illuminati allusions and symbolism, and it was kind of interesting. And I don't know, I suppose it's coming out next month.
Yeah, about 5 months ago, we saw the trailer for it, one of the pre-promotion trailers. It's called National Treasure with Nicolas Cage. It is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer of Black Hawk Down and Pirates of the Caribbean. Bruckheimer consulted on how to have the stage rescue of Jessica Lynch that she said was a fable and never happened. He admitted to the BBC that he actually scripted all of that, and he's definitely a globalist. And now Jerry Bruckheimer's made this new film where the Masons are going to save us. They're all the founding fathers. The Illuminati's really about a secret treasure and an evil group trying to stop them. And the Illuminati is going to save you because they're so good. And now when we talk about the Illuminati, they'll go, oh, you got that from that movie. Just like when I was talking about Skulls 8 years ago, Skull and Bones, the movie Skulls comes out, whitewashing it. No, you got that from a movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the same movie because I'd heard about another Illuminati film, but I guess it was the same one.
Oh, there's so many. I mean, they've had two Tomb Raiders now where she's the daughter of the Illuminati and she fights for the Illuminati. Illuminati will save you.
Absolutely. That's what they want us all to believe. It's like your movie, Alex. I hear them all banging on Fahrenheit 911, you know, in these other films, but I don't hear them talking about your movie, 911, The Road to Tyranny, which, as far as I'm concerned, is the preeminent film on the government's inside job of 9/11, and you also go into a lot more.
Well, thank you for those kind comments. The reason my film really is preeminent, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, is because we go over the history of government-sponsored terror, then Oklahoma City, then the first World Trade Center bombing, then 9/11, and then the last 45 minutes of the almost three-hour film gets into the whole police state and the New World Order.
Yep. And, Alex, I also wanted to mention there's something happening in the news today. I'm sure you're aware of it, the Flight 587 whitewash.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. It's interesting. I'm listening to the radio last night, and as I've mentioned before, I am a mechanical engineer. I've got quite an engineering background. And for somebody to design an Airbus that will fold up like a $2 camera in the middle of the flight doesn't make sense. I heard rumors that there was a pilot that was piloting that plane involved in 9/11 somehow, and basically shoe bomber number one was on that plane, because initial reports, eyewitness reports, and I have it on video, said that people had seen explosions coming out the side of that plane.
Do me a favor. Will you mail me that, just a SP copy of that?
Sure.
Standard play. Because it's basically worthless if it's not standard play. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll take it if that's all you got.
Yes, but I do have that.
Well,
I'd be happy to do that.
Well, that would be a great favor. But for those that just joined us, I do have the Associated Press and New York Daily News reports. A few weeks after 9/11, this flight blows up sheriff deputies, firefighters, credible sources, and general citizens saw one of the front engines, the back tail, blow up, explosions, when the plane was only at about 1,500 feet, and it had been in maintenance that day, and it said the FBI didn't even question the mainly Muslim repair crew that was doing maintenance on it. And so it rolls out, engines blow off. I mean, it's like TWA Flight 800. You had Army drills and Navy drills that night. Over 400 military men and women, many of them Vietnam vets, said they saw two missile trails. Police, firemen saw it. Everybody saw it. Over 800 witnesses total, but over half of them being military. Two missiles hit it. It blows up. And then a reporter sneaks in, gets some debris out of the hangar of the wreckage, and then is arrested, and not before they reported it had explosive residue.
Wasn't that Jim Sanders? I believe he was the one that got that, yes.
So I mean, again, folks, when they don't want you to know it's terrorism, it isn't terrorism. And then stuff that isn't terrorism, they claim is terrorism. And then they stage the big events. So, again, we don't know exactly what happened with this flight. We just know they blew it up.
Oh, and the official story, again, Alex, is a total lie. Those Airbuses are built like trucks. I mean, those things fly through hurricanes, they fly through thunderstorms, and for them to come out and say that the pilot hit a little bit too much on the rudder is complete hogwash. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate the call. And we actually had one retired aircraft engineer, retired from one of the biggest companies out there, on when that happened, and he said it is a complete fraud. By the way, it was a newer aircraft. I mean, you could see some really old aircraft, maybe an engine falling off occasionally, but two engines blowing up, people seeing explosions. So now they have explosions up in the air. It's like Flight 93 over Pennsylvania. Witnesses saw jets chasing and an explosion. It had an 8-mile debris field with one of the engines looking like a mushroom. It had been blown inside out, which is exactly what a missile does. I mean, here's the engine on the ground, blown inside out, and it's an 8-mile debris field. oh, my goodness. It's getting really, really unbelievable now, isn't it? John in Michigan. Good to hear from you, John.
Hello?
Hello.
Sorry, John in Missouri.
Okay, welcome in Missouri, just a little south of Michigan.
Yeah, yes, sir. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good.
I emailed Paul some stuff a couple weeks ago, if you don't mind me saying this other rapper's name. Talks about a lot more stuff than Eminem ever would.
Who is it? Paris?
New York rapper, nonfiction. Guy talks about Illuminati symbolism, talks about genetic food, talks about Welcome to Futurama, where the sidewalks will shoot your mama. Talks about putting poison in baby's milk. I mean, I think his rap could explain it better, and I could always get choked up when
well,
I
have you heard? Sorry. Have you heard Paris?
Pardon? I'm sorry. I don't listen to that. I kind of got stirred up when you were talking about Eminem just because I'm one of your faithful listeners, and I'd say if Eminem is the Michael Moore of the rap community, people like Jump Steady and Nonfiction, they're the Jack Bloods and Alex Jones of the rap community. The kind of music you're going to have to look and dig for, and chances are you'll have to download it because you can't find it at your local stores. You know, I mean, it really gets into stuff. Okay?
Well, that's great. No, I mean, I think it's wonderful now that more and more of the hip-hop people are getting out of, that's my Cadillac and my gold rims and that's
kid,
my
Alex.
Woman. And a lot of them are getting away from that, getting in to real political information.
Yeah, that's what I think Public Enemy says it best. You got hip-hop and rap, and rap always had something to say.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call, John in Missouri. Yeah, and again, I'm not a fan of hip-hop. I'm not a fan of rap. I mean, I like some of it I hear. I think it is enjoyable. A lot of it is, you know, unintelligible 2 hours of bragging about how powerful and how much money they have. And again, that's why MTV pushes that brand of it, to make the kids Madison Avenue, to make the kids feel inadequate if they don't have a Cadillac, instead of having morals and being involved and having a family. And they have the same brands of that trash as invaded country music, as invaded and taken over rock and roll. You know, it's do as thou wilt. You know, only worry about number one. But more and more, the number one songs are getting completely away from that because that's what the people want. And, you know, hip-hop and rap are number one now in this country. So it's a real societal phenomenon that we can't ignore, and there in that societal phenomenon, most of the top songs that you never even hear on the radio, but they're still the top-selling songs, are songs going, you know, the New World Order carried out 9/11 and breaking it all down. Yeah, I mean that's a lot better than my Cadillac and my women and my mansion and my racehorses. You know, now it shows the taste of the people really, really changing, and that's got to worry the globalists. When the very, you know, when the most popular culture out there that they fought to suppress, you know, they fought to put out the gangster rap and the cop killer rap, and now that's all being ignored and being shoved to the side, literally. And what I have family that are DJs, and what's taking it over is now the political information, and it's not vote for John Kerry. It's you got the choice, skull or bone. You know, it's shifting into the paradigm. And so that's a real indicator here of major victories for the hearts and minds in the battlefront. I am your wartime broadcaster from the front lines of the info war. I am Alex Jones, and we'll come back and talk to John and others that are patiently holding and cover more news. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Got a longtime syndicated talk show host, Raleigh James, joining us in the next hour. And, of course, your phone calls will continue with just a ton of news. John and Newsstand Mo and Michael and many, many others. Before I jump back into your calls and more news that we'll be covering with Raleigh James, just briefly, my new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004. This will be an important film after the election next week because it shows people how both candidates are related, members of the same groups, have the exact same policies, just different rhetoric. We cover the latest developments in 9/11, get into the stand-down drills, the latest police state info. We go back to Bohemian Grove, It's a great video on DVD, 115 minutes, on VHS, about 95 minutes long. Each additional DVD is $5.95. Buy one for $19.95, and the next is $5.95. We can't offer that good of a deal on the VHS. It's $19.95 for one copy, and then like $9.95 for each additional copy, because VHS costs us like, you know, $4 or $5 if you use high-quality tape. You can buy cheap tape, and it's less than that, but you know, to have it duplicated and all that. But, again, go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com and do your holiday shopping early. Give people the early gift of freedom. Unlock their minds. Buy four or five copies of American Dictators. Buy 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Buy Masters of Terror. Buy Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get The Matrix of Evil. We got a bunch of other specials, too. Carry a bunch of other great 9/11 films by other authors and researchers. A bunch of other books and videos. Here's the toll-free number to call and order. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And don't forget, you can watch all my videos, my weekly TV reports, read my book, Paul Watson's books, a bunch of other great documentaries we posted. There's new stuff every other day. Audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Sign up today if you're online. Or again, 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to John in Mass.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Greetings from Police State 2004 here in Massachusetts.
Where they kill young women and just for fun.
Exactly. It's been happening for a while now. I had a comment. I was watching your weekly report last week, and I noticed the owl symbolism in Austin, and I actually used to live in Austin. And whenever I would drive on the highway and could see the Tower of Texas, the UT Tower, when you hit it from the side view, you could see that it was an owl.
Actually, on the UT website a couple years ago when they were building the new Frost Bank Tower that has a beak, two round eyes, horns, everything, while I was researching the tower, I'd heard that. I was sent a link to UT where it talked about the architect who was a Mason, and it said that it's supposed to be an owl. So now we have the tower that's an owl, and again, this is kind of like the globalists, one of their mascots. One of them's, you know, the goat, and the other is the owl. The other is an Aladdin's lamp or Skull and Crossbones. But the owl's one of their favorites. And now the new giant Frost Bank Tower. I mean, everybody sends us an owl.
Exactly. And there's still owl symbolism here in Boston. And one thing I wanted to just let you know on that symbol of Satan, the horns that everyone throws up. You know, well, in Sicilian symbolism, part of my family, Sicilian, that is called the Malachia, and it's called putting the Malach on somebody. So there you have, again, the
symbol. And they picked that up from the gypsies that lived in that area of Sicily, and the Italians picked that up. Yeah, that's putting the hex on somebody.
Exactly. And just a comment on the...
And again, we're not saying that stuff's real, folks, but that's where all these symbols come from.
They certainly do, and there's a lot to it that we don't even know about just yet. But and I was watching the events unfold last Wednesday on the Red Sox victory, what people don't see is as the live coverage was going on, you could see them firing canisters of gas into the crowd, people picking them up and throwing them back at the police, and they just edit that for the national news. But when you're watching it live and the cameraman is right in the crowd, you see a lot more than...
We'll show you not to throw stuff at us. How about we just blow your heads off? Stay there. I want to hear about what you saw on local news.